Hi, this is Tina.
Hi.
Is Hi. Hi, Ildo. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I had been reaching out to you regarding your account and the past due payment. It looks like we're having trouble processing it.
Yeah, so yeah, remember a week ago I told you I have to stop this because I'm not ready to start to open. You guys can contract this person to you, but you close the systems on Google, things like that. I go back, I'm finding a new job. This job is temporary, it's finished. I told the guy, I want to speak to you because I may try to pay you, you say, until December 6th, okay? I want to, you don't charge me no more for next month, things like that, because I know I have to pay you. I have to pick the card, new card, give you the money straight up to you. But it's not yet. I have to pay you before Christmas. So
that $149 that's past due has to be paid before December 6th, because if we wait until after December 6th, it will be $298 due. And that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 6th. So could you do $129 if I could put like a $20 credit on here for you? I might be able to help you out a little bit. That way you can pay that past due and I can cancel and you won't have to worry about further charges. Or if you want to continue, I can put you into the $129 pricing moving forward and push the next billing out 30 days from today.
So what is more best way to pay you? Say it again.
So I can reduce your past due balance to $129, and then let's say that you could pay that today. I could then push the next billing out all the way until January 1st. That way you wouldn't have to worry about a payment right now and then another one on the 6th. That's two payments that are too close together.
So I think I have to this Friday, no, I think next Friday, I think I have to pass the December 6th, but I have to start to pay you the $129.
Right. Right, do it before December 6th, so you don't have to pay it today if you don't have it, but let's say that you could do it, by Friday, which is December 2nd, then I can collect that payment and then push the next one out to January 2nd, and you won't have to worry about the December 6th payment. But if you wait until after December 6th, then there's going to be two payments due. And I don't want that to happen to you.
So, you see, I know I can pay this. I don't know if you can pass December 6th at them. So, if you pass December 6th, that's like, I have to pay me 200 something. So, after that, when are you charging me no more? But I have to pay you that.
Yes, it would be 258 with your new pricing instead of 298. Or if you like, I'm not supposed to do this, but I could cancel the program and you could just keep your website, and that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I never recommend that unless it's a last resort, but if you think that would work, I could do that, and that way you would still be able to keep the website that we built for you, morenopaintingma.com. Have you seen the site?
Yeah, I do. So the problem, I think I have done the next check, not this Friday, by the next Friday next week.
By next Friday? What do you want to do next Friday, the $129 package or the $29 package?
One package.
$129. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the best way for you to go because that way you're still on Google and Bing and all the directories, and Moreno Painting will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets. So next Friday is the 9th. So what I'm going to do is I will push your invoice out till next Friday, and then I'll follow up with you on that day, and you'll be good to go, okay?
Yeah, you know, not this Friday, next one. And but
next
I have
Friday.
To call you before that.
December 9th, that's the next one. Okay, so I will...
Yes. What I can do next Friday to pay, you say one patch?
I'll do the $129 for you next Friday, so you won't have to pay $258. That's too much altogether. So I'll call you on Friday, which is the 9th, and then we'll process only $129 that day, okay?
Yeah, so my case manager told me he's going to give me the card. They're going to put his money in the card. They give you the card. You're going to take the money from that. Feel like that, just in case. Okay?
So I can put the new card on file now and not charge it till next Friday. Would that work?
Like, to send it to me?
Yes. If you have the new credit card, I can put that on your account and then charge it on next Friday, because the credit card that we
have
is no good. Oh, you don't have it. Okay. No problem.
No.
I'll call you next Friday and we'll take care of it then, okay?
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm sorry about all this.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you explaining everything to me, and have a great rest of your week, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.